Matthew chapter 22, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which were bidden, behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he unto his servants, the wedding is ready. They which were bidden were not worthy. Amen. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out in the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on the wedding garment. Said to him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away. And he cast him into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Back to the 8th verse. They which were bidden were not worthy. I'd like to preach for a little bit on unworthy. Amen. Unworthy. How do you get to be worthy? Huh? Amen. We better get to be worthy after all. Amen. Oh, I was so unworthy when he found me and when he saved me. Amen. You'd have still been unworthy if you hadn't got saved. Hallelujah. If they had answered the call, they would have been accounted worthy. Amen. Unworthy. Why? Why were they unworthy? Why were they rejected? Amen. The answer is very obvious and simple. They rejected the call. They rejected the call. Several times they rejected the call. And in several different directions they went. Why were they rejected? Because they rejected. If you reject, you will be a reject. If you accept, you will be accepted. If you say yes, God will say yes to you. It's a reciprocal thing. Amen. They could have been accounted worthy, but now, amen, they're even destroyed. Amen. They even took a round of persecuting God's servants. Amen. I mean, you better be careful how you treat the servant of that the Lord sends. He may be the last one you'll ever have. He may be the last voice you'll hear. Weissenberg, when he closed the book titled They Gathered at the River, A History of Revival and Its Impact Upon the United States. Amen. He closed the book with these words. Who will be the last voice, if any, to summon men to the shining river that flows by the throne of God? What was Weissenberg saying? He was saying a whole bunch had already heard their last call. Amen. And now a whole bunch may or may not get their call. A whole bunch may or not, may not receive their call. Who will be the last one? The Bible said the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come. The last call in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation, praise God, tells us that the church, as long as it's here, is going to be calling. The bride says, come. The Spirit says, come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But they persecuted God's servants. Be careful how you treat God's servants. And they would not come. Amen. But Bible said they made light of it. Made light of it. Amen. They took it lightly. You don't want to be taking the Word of God lightly. You don't take the Word of God serious. Amen. Pay attention to the Word of God. Huh? I mean, that preacher may be as dry as shucks, but if he's reading the Word of God, amen, say, yes, sir. Lord, what would you have me to do? Praise God. They laughed and mocked. Then they passed it off with a shrug. Amen. And they shrugged different than that. Amen. They passed it off with a shrug. They made a joke out of it. Like the girl in Eldridge, Missouri, that I went back and invited to the all teenage girl. One of my own age group. Amen. 16 years old. I was 20, 21. She's 16. Amen. She giggled and laughed while I was talking to her. She's enjoying the attention. Amen. She giggled and laughed about how the preacher came back and invited her to the altar. But she stopped laughing in a few days in a head-on collision going toward Lebanon. High rate of speed. Passed a car, best I remember, hit head on, snatched into eternity. I was the last preacher. Oh, he's just a young whippersnapper, maybe the last one to invite you to the altar. Amen. Your time may come before the next revival. Hers did. Amen. Oh, they told it to me. They spelled it out to me. Remember that girl? Amen. They told it to me. They told me all of the details. Amen. She made a joke out of it. She made light of it. It's awful easy if we're not careful, if we're sitting back and we got friends sitting beside us to make light of it. How do you make light of the Word of God? You take it light. You don't take it serious. You don't pay attention. You don't care. You've heard it over and over again. You've heard it all your life. You've heard it for years and years. Amen. My goodness, you're 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 15 years old. You've heard it all your life. Don't you know that your youth will soon be gone? And your concrete that's been stirring all this time is going to be set? Amen. After a while, Brother Gary can tell you that concrete start getting hot in that truck. Amen. They can turn that truck all day long, but boy, that concrete, when that hydrogen gets to touching that lime in there that's been ground so fine that you could put it through a sieve that it'd hold water. Amen. And when the hydrogen touches that lime, the hydrogen in that water so long, it gets wanting to fuse back together. And that agitator and that concrete truck is stirring it. I'm your agitator tonight. Amen. I'm stirring you. Amen. I'm trying to keep you from getting set up the wrong way before God has a chance to mold you and pour you right. You know what a big gob of concrete's good for if it's not poured and dressed out and taken care of right? nothing. It's just in the way. Somebody will have to get a crane or a lift or a backhoe and put that stupid thing on a truck, amen, and haul it off to a landfill or fill a big hole with it. It's worthless, amen. God's got to get a hold of you before you start getting set up, amen. Several years ago in Kansas City, I'd schedule concrete for a little old outbuilding we built to shed for the tractor at the Silverwood Full Gospel Tabernacle. Amen. And I found out there 1 o'clock meant 4 o'clock when they finally got it there. And what they brought me was what they had left in the truck after it had stirred all afternoon and it was getting ready to set up. They didn't bring me a yard of concrete. They brought me 2 or 3 yards, Gary. Amen. And by the time they got there, all my help was gone. Well, I wanted to use that concrete. Boy, I needed a ramp across that ditch for them preachers pulling them trailers. Amen. And so, I worked so hard. I got that concrete in that building. And I barely got it spread out in that ditch and kind of made a bridge across there, Brother Lucas. Amen. But I'll tell you, it was tough on old Collins. It was hard work by himself, amen, to take care of 3 yards of concrete and it trying to set up. It's hard to do anything with something when it's set in its ways. Amen. Praise God. Man, you better remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Some of you already starting setting up. Amen. Yeah, every time the preacher preaches against what you're doing, you get hot under the collar. Look out. You're setting up. Amen, you're getting hot. What happened? That concrete start getting hot? Amen. I'm telling you what, if you ain't very careful, it'll set up right in the truck. Amen. Right where you don't want it. Amen. One fellow's mad at his wife because she's running around on him. One day he caught her convertible parked. Amen. Nice big convertible Cadillac, I think. Amen. Backed concrete up to it. Concrete truck up to it. Filled the whole thing full of concrete. It was a total loss. Because once concrete gets set up, amen, it's done for. You want to move while you can move. You want to be pliable while God can teach you something. Don't make light of it. Amen. Take it serious. Listen to what it says. They went their ways, one to his farm and one to his merchandise. I know what's wrong with folks in the Miami Valley. Amen. They moved up from Kentucky, and they moved out of the hills and got up here and made a little money and got to making a little money. Amen. And after they got a little money, amen, you got to have something to do with money. And so they got so busy they couldn't go to church. So busy they couldn't go to Sunday school. So busy they couldn't go to prayer meeting. So busy. Hey, they need to cut them groves down. Amen. I like that, Brother Lucas. Woo! Amen. Need to cut down them groves, glory to God. Amen. We got a bad case of TB. He even said it was in the ministry. You're right too, Brother Lucas. Amen. Bad case of TB in the ministry. Too busy. Amen. Too many irons in the fire. And none of them hot. Praise God. And they went their ways. They went to their farms. What's wrong with that? They rejected God. Went to their farm instead. And he went to their merchandise. Amen. Baptist preacher back home preached on 2 lunatics and a henpecked husband. Amen. And he said that man that bought that team of oxen and didn't look at him, he was a lunatic. He was crazy. Anybody buy a team of oxen, pay good money for it. Amen. It's crazy if they never did see it. He said, I must go see him. Another fellow said, I bought a piece of land. I've got to go see it. Said, he's a lunatic. Amen. Brother Burkett told us Wednesday night just what's wrong. Amen. It's all right up here in our mind. Amen. He put it so nice and so powerful and so clear. Amen. But I got another way of saying it. Pardon me. Amen. But there's a whole lot of folks that's too stupid to live for God. They're too stupid to go to heaven. They're too stupid to listen to the Bible. They're too stupid to listen to the Word of God. Amen. They went their ways to their farm and to their merchandise. Oh, so busy. Don't you know, Lord? I'm busy. Amen. And the servants were insistent. The servants said, but the fatlings are killed. The wedding is ready. The feast is prepared. Come on! And they mistreated God's servants. They took their spite out on them because they were insistent. And some of them slew them. You hear that? They slew them. That's when religion is gone real bad, when you get to wanting to fight the servants of God, slay the servants of God. They did. They slew them. They slew them, and most of them died right in Jerusalem. Jesus died right in Jerusalem. Stephen died right in Jerusalem. Jeremiah died right in Jerusalem. Isaiah probably died right in Jerusalem. Sawed him in two. People of God done it. Abraham's children done it. Sawed him in two in a hollow log with a cross-cut saw. Amen. 11th chapter of Hebrews said they were sawn asunder. They lost their respect for the men of God. You say, well, preachers have done so much, and I just lost confidence. Amen. They ain't done no worse than the regular run-of-the-mill of the people. Amen. I mean, they just came out from among the people. And if they're carnal and if they're fleshly, amen, they're going to wind up just bad shape. I mean, you better watch these preachers, amen, that leave holiness and go the other way. Just as soon as the flesh takes over, bad things going to happen. First thing you know, rumors are going to be circulating through town. First thing you know, people's going to lose confidence and get shaken. Amen. Hey, what do you expect? They came out from among us. Huh? Amen. They just started doing some of the things their members was doing. And they found out they couldn't do it. You can't serve the flesh and have the power of God in your life. Can't serve the flesh and have the anointing of God. Amen. Well, amen. So much for that. Woe unto that nation, all that people who rejects God. Listen to this. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Amen. Just think of the names of the cities and the places in the country where judgment has come in the name of, in the way of floods and terrible things this year. And it's not over yet. Amen. And just think for a little bit. When did you ever hear of a move of God anytime lately in any of those places? Judgment of God. What made them unworthy? Amen. They rejected God. Amen. Judgment of God came. Amen. Well, glory to God. What's God waiting on before the music starts? What's God waiting on, praise God, before the wedding feast begin? The fatlings are killed. All things are ready. Amen. And the clock's knocking against the peg. Amen. And time is rushing on. Amen. And the bridegrooms are getting antsy and nervous. And the bride has stayed in her closet a long time. Amen. Why? The delay. The wedding is ready. Amen. Listen to what he said. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Last commission. Last call. So the servants went out of the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Amen. God said, go ye. He's talking to his servants. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Hallelujah. Go ye. Oh, there's a lot of running to and fro today. The Bible said many run to and fro. Amen. But they're going the wrong direction and running to and fro for the wrong reason. They're not running to and fro to go to the house of God. They're running away from the house of God. They're vacating the house of God. Amen. Oh, he told his people, his servants, to go into the highways. Amen. Why do you think God has built all these roads out here? Why do you think God has built all these automobiles and all these interstates? Amen. And all this travel system today? Amen. These airways, my goodness. Amen. You can travel anywhere in the world. Amen. Because it is imperative that the saints go. He didn't build it for the sinner. He built it for the saint. Sure, they're making use of it. But the real reason, amen, was the same reason he built the Roman roads. The real reason, the same reason, the Greek language is universal. Amen. They could preach the gospel to the Greek-speaking world and travel the Roman roads, the best system of roads ever built, and do it. God did it for that reason. Why do you think we got all these automobiles, all this mode of travel, amen, just to get out and go to Kings Island, to get out and go to Disney World, to get out and run to and fro hither? Yeah, you got a little money, amen, and after a while, amen, amen, you get to wanting to spend it. And you get to wanting to see some things that you ought not to see. And you get to wanting to buy some things that you ought not to buy. And then when the preacher gets up and preaches on tithing, you get mad. Preach on giving offerings and missionary and taking too many offerings, you get mad. Hey, there's a wedding about to start. And the only thing that's holding it up, amen, it hasn't been furnished with guests yet. Ain't a whole lot of chairs that haven't been filled. Amen. If we don't go, we'll be classed as unfaithful. Amen. If they don't answer the call and they reject the call, they'll be found unworthy. And what's going to happen? Same thing happened to that man that got too busy to put on the wedding garment. Why didn't he have on a wedding garment? King paid for it. Why don't we put on the garments of salvation and righteousness? Jesus paid it all. We didn't have it. I'll tell you why. We're too busy to put it on. Amen. We're like an old preacher got up to preach the first 3-day fellowship meeting in Kellyville, Oklahoma. Amen. Down in Arkansas, they called this old preacher Crazy John. I'll not go into the reason why they called him Crazy John, but Brother Edwards gave him a chance to testify. He jumped up, he had a khaki shirt and khaki trousers on. He said, folks, he said, excuse the clothes. He said, I got veterans. But he said, I just didn't have time to change into them yet. I'm afraid some of us are going to be so busy when we get to the judgment. We didn't take time to put on the wedding garment. And he's going to cast us into outer darkness. Oh, somebody says, not what's on the outside, it's what's in the heart. Amen. What was in our heart when we was too busy to put on the wedding garment that was bought and paid for by the blood of Calvary's sacrifice. The blood of Jesus, God's Lamb. Amen. What in the world's got into us? We're too busy. We got too many irons in the fire. We not got time to go to church. Not got time to pray in the altar. We got to get home. We got things to see. We got things to do. We got fish to fry. Amen. But after a while, the saints are going to fly. And if you're not careful, you'll be left behind
when that big change takes place in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. Why were they unworthy? They rejected the call. Amen. And a lot of people in church are going to be found unworthy because they rejected a whole lot of calls. We got folks sitting around holeless churches that's just as bad as a Baptist any day. Baptists teach, no matter what I do, I'm going to heaven. It's once saved, always saved. Why, look at some holiness folks, you'd think they believe the same thing. They don't think it's anything to be unfaithful. They don't think we should count any great crime or sin if they don't come to church but once in a blue moon. Hey, how many guests would be at the table if everybody did like me? Amen. Oh, that's a good question. We're going somewhere quick. Ah, the concrete's setting. The fatlings are killed. The table is set. And the Heavenly Father's impatient. And the bridegroom's pacing back and forth. Amen. While the church takes off like a herd of turtles into the highways and the hedges and compels a few people to come. And the wedding waits. And men will be found unworthy. Let's stand, Father. Challenge our hearts. Stir our souls. Bless our lives. I beg, I pray. God, help us to be sensitive. Help us to be awake. Help us, Lord God, to be on our toes. Oh, God. Help us, Lord God, not to be too busy. Oh, God, not to go our own way instead of going God's way. I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to an altar of consecration, an altar of reconsecration. Renew your vows. Praise God. Renew your dedication. Hey, tell God to put fire in your feet. Amen. A song in your soul. Glory to God. Enthusiasm in your testimony. Help us to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. Lord, I beg, I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.